encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. James, one of the things that's so fun about these podcasts and broadcasts is that we're always trying to find ways to help people pray, to encourage them and say, you can do this. And today's talk is especially that way.
Yeah, it is. You know, if you think about it, so often we can feel guilty when it comes to praying, Robbie, because we measure ourselves against verses like 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray continually, and we think, oh, I'll never get there. But it's so important to understand that we can't build our prayer lives on legalism or do's or don'ts or methods either. It's got to come from the heart. And the beautiful thing about this is when we go to God and say, help me do this, help me be real in this, he will help us every time.
Yeah. And that's where we're going today, right? You want to talk about the best possible approach to prayer, a reminder of how to go about it in such a way that we will never go wrong. And we can sum that up in four little words, right? It's all about love.
That's right. That's right. I mean, when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And it really helps if you think about prayer that way. Instead of thinking, oh, I have to pray now, I like to think, I'm going to love God now. And that really helps me with my prayers, helps me praise and worship him. When I think of prayer as loving God first, it helps me to realize this isn't something I have to do. This is something I get to do, you know, and it helps me to pray with my emotions a little more as well and just love him.
Yeah, I love that. And it really makes sense because prayer really is about relationship more than anything else. And if you're building that relationship on love, it really becomes a joy and not some kind of burden. You know, I find the same thing to be true in my life. I can remember when I was praying so earnestly, I thought, and Jesus actually showed up and he asked me what I wanted. And I remember being terrified at the time. And I just glibly said, I wasn't praying in love right this minute, James. I just said, oh, I just want to serve you, Lord. And he kind of jokingly said, oh, do you? And he showed me some things. And then all of a sudden, he started to actually show me his glory. And I don't know how to explain that other than that's what he was going to do. And all of a sudden, something in my heart that I did not even know was there, that clearly was an emotional response, was screaming like, you're going to see his, this is the greatest thing of all time. You are fixing to see. I even woke my wife up who was sleeping in the bed. I was like, I'm going to see Jesus. That's how excited I was. And I'll never forget it, and it was like a mark that he put on my prayer life to say, Robbie, you want this more than you know.
And this all happened in your spirit. It wasn't like with your actual eyes that you saw this. It just happened in
right.
your spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so important for us to talk about this because this could feel a little awkward for some people. You know, I mean, I'm kind of a frozen chosen guy in my background, and it took me a while to loosen up. And so much depends on your understanding of who God is, and it also depends on what's going on in our lives. You know, if you see God as harsh and unaccepting or standing at a distance, praying like this is so much more difficult. And at times like that, when I'm kind of going there in my mind, I find it helps to remember that Jesus prayed with this tender term, Abba, Father, and he said he came to show us the Father. So that's the kind of relationship he wants to model for us when we pray. But there's also, you know, something else that can stop us here as well. And that is, if you're holding on to sin in your heart and life, you know, I find that it really doesn't work to say, I'm going to love God now as I pray if I'm cherishing a sin, because, I mean, the truth is, you know, like Jesus said to you in that moment, I mean, do you really kind of thing? You know, I mean, what I'm actually doing is I'm putting that in front of him, and I'm loving it more than I'm loving him.
Yeah, that makes sense, James. One of the things I appreciate about seeing prayer this way is that it really frees us. I mean, we don't have to set guidelines. It's more like a child with a parent, and you can express yourself more freely, whether it's praising him or singing or just holding up your arms.
One other thing I'd add about this whole concept of praying and loving, and that is, it not only works for the way that we go to God, it also really helps us when we pray for others.
Yeah, I've heard you use that term before, loving others with our prayers. I mean, let's talk more about that.
Praying for someone is one of the best ways we can love them. Because if we're really praying from the heart, we're bringing God's strength and his power to help and change into their lives. And what could matter more than that?
Yeah, so again, it's not just a matter of, well, I've got to pray for that person right now. It's following Jesus' advice to both love God and love your neighbor and asking God to help you do that.
Exactly. And God wants to help us do this, you know? Just this past week, I was really down as I was praying for someone I love, someone close to me who's struggling right now. And I've been praying for this person for years. And there was an incident recently that really brought me to my knees again. And God is so good. He had these friends call me all the way from Louisiana that I hadn't talked to in about 6 months. And they didn't know what was going on at the time. But let me tell you, these people are prayers, and God had them call. And as soon as I filled them in, you should have heard them pray. There was so much love for that person and for me, and there was so much faith. You know, I just felt loved. And they didn't stop there. They asked me if they could put that person on several prayer chains. And man, let me tell you, That's really what we are to do as churches, as the body of Christ, to love others with our prayers.
Yeah, that makes me think of 2 Corinthians 1 that talks about comforting others with the comfort that we've received from God. I think our listeners will really appreciate this today. James, so much comes down to love, and that makes such an amazing difference when we pray. If we just go to God with heart of love and ask him to help us in this, I've got to believe it really pleases him. So James, how about wrapping things up today with a prayer that we could do this, love God more, love others more as we pray?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Lord, please help us. Help us. We want to love you more. We want to love others more. And Lord, move in our hearts to help us be as loving as we possibly can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.